The chairman of the Communist Party, Wojciech Filip, is under fire from his political opponents after meeting the deputy head of the Belarusian parliament during a private visit to the country. Mr. Filip's critics on the political right say his visit has legitimised the Lukashenko regime and sent confused messages in the light of Czech support for Belarusian dissidents. He's defended the visit, saying he did nothing wrong. Rob Cameron has more.
Wojciech Filip, head of the Czech Communists and deputy chairman of the Czech lower house, visited Belarus at the beginning of this month. It was meant to be a private trip, but he's confirmed that he did hold talks at the Ministries of Energy and Foreign Affairs and accepted an invitation to meet his counterpart at the Belarusian parliament. The visit, which was covered by Belarus's state-controlled media, has caused deep dismay among Mr. Filip's political opponents. The Czech Republic has no official communication with the government of Alexander Lukashenko, described by the United States as Europe's last dictator, and support for his opponents is part of official Czech foreign policy. Mr. Filip had this to say when I suggested his visit had embarrassed his country.
I absolutely did not bring shame upon the Czech Republic. I categorically deny that. For one thing, our partner is the opposition Belarusian Communist Party, which is the only organized opposition party in Belarus, because the others are more like opposition groups. The Belarusian Communist Party is not part of Lukashenko's coalition. It's an opposition party, and a very critical one at that. It was, in fact, the Belarusian Communist Party who nominated Mr. Milinkovic for the presidential elections. So I must categorically reject claims that I've embarrassed the Czech Republic. It's nonsense.
Jan Marian is an expert on Belarus at the Association of International Affairs. He's not opposed to contact with Belarusian politicians, but says Mr. Filip's explanation needs some clarification.
This party is not the only opposition party in Belarus. We have Conservative Party, we have Christian Democrats, we have Social Democratic Parties, opposition ones. So obviously opposition communists are not the only opposition political force in Belarus. The other point is that he has obviously met, and we have read it in Belarusian official media, he has met with deputy speaker of Belarusian parliament, and there are no opposition communist deputies in the parliament. The parliament is completely controlled by Lukashenko, and there are no opposition parties or single deputies at all.
Wojciech Filip says in his defence that he told his Belarusian counterpart he respected the fact there was momentarily no official contact between the two parliaments and explained the reasons for his visit. His ministerial meetings, he says, were merely to help Czech businessmen, among them one of his neighbours, who have legitimate investments in Belarus. It's an explanation that has done little to satisfy his political enemies.